If we destroy creation, creation will destroy us. That warning came from Pope Francis last week, speaking about the human responsibility when it comes to caring for the environment. It's among the recent signs the Pope plans to stake out a strong position on climate change. Another sign, yesterday the Pope met with the Global Legislators Organization, which included representatives from a half dozen countries, including Mexico, the UK, and Italy, and where the environment was again on the agenda. Representing the U.S. in that meeting was Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, who joined us this morning to say he believes the Pope can spur real action.
I believe that the Pope is in a position to become a moral authority that says to legislators around the world that they must, in fact, take action, that the planet is running a fever and we have to engage in preventative care, and that his voice can help to create a political climate where action is taken.
And do you believe that Pope Francis will take up that call, will move on that request from you, do you think?
Well, all sources are indicating that he is in the process of writing an encyclical on climate change. I think that is going to be very heartening news to people all around our country and the planet.
Is it your hope that if the Pope starts speaking out on climate change concerns, that that will lead to priests in local parishes preaching to their own congregants?
As recently as last week, he called upon his fellow Christians to become custodians of creation. And he issued a dire warning about the potentially catastrophic effects of global climate change. And so he's already spoken on it, but an encyclical would raise the level of concern and I think ensure that it goes right down to the local priests and parishes of the entire planet.
Senator, as you know, the Pope has said he wants to meet with victims of clergy sex abuse next month at the Vatican, a meeting that's going to be organized by Boston Cardinal Sean O'Malley, but a meeting that's been criticized by victims of abuse who worry it's just a PR stunt. What's your view?
Well, I think that Cardinal O'Malley is working very hard to create an atmosphere of reconciliation. And I think that ultimately that is absolutely the ultimate goal that has to be created and reached.
The clergy sex abuse crisis has stung the Boston area like almost no other area of the country or the world. What's the Pope need to understand about that, do you think?
Well, I think he does understand it by naming Cardinal O'Malley as his point person on this issue. It demonstrates that he understands that not only was Boston the origination of the scandal globally, but it also has to be the place where the most effort goes into finding this reconciliation moment between the church and those who feel betrayed by the policies of the church.
U.S. Senator Ed Markey, thank you so very much for joining us from Rome this morning after meeting with Pope Francis. We appreciate the phone call.
Thank you so much.